to Mickey and Zach.
Friends at First Class Hall, again, they normally wait to the first of the month to give you their monthly specials, but because of their incentives and seeing new clients now, they came up with a mid-month special. By the way, First Class Hall, that's Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota, and that's in Greenville or in Anderson. If you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, first, don't take it to the dealership. Take it to these folks, and they can help you out. And secondly, these guys work on, the guys and girls work on just that. So, in other words, the Acura just works Acura. The Lexus agent there, whatever, just works on them, and their mechanical skills are just on Toyotas or Hondas, whoever it might be, and they have 20 years experience on all these, which is great. Now, if you've not been before, they have a new client special. If you've been before, you know to go back and how easy and convenient it is and just how great these people are. If you've never been before, check out their $59.95 oil change with great oil. That's the mobile one, the top-of-the-line oil. The battery test, which in this time of year is very important. Tire rotation. Does anybody rotate their tires enough? I mean, really deep down, you know anybody rotates their tires as advertised? 32-point vehicle inspection. And you top it all off with washer fluid when it's salty and you get some snow, that you got to have that stuff out there as well. For $59.95. For, if you're a new client, the new client special going on now, firstclasshalt.com. Check them out in Anderson or in Greenville, firstclasshalt.com. Northland Communication phone line 654-ROAR. Dave is in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Oh, how are you doing?
Oh, we're good. Not Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, where are you calling from, Dave?
I'm at Greer.
Oh, Greer. Good deal. Glad to have you this morning. Thanks for hanging on so long.
Yeah, thank you. Just had a couple of questions on the basketball front. First of all, obviously you hear a lot in these parts of, you know, ACC screwed us on the schedule and Swofford had it out for us. I want to ask you, Mickey, would you rather have a front-loaded schedule and get the lumps over with early and build some momentum for the most important time of the year? Or would you rather have it easy on and then, you know, maybe build false hope and then late in the year everyone's like, well, what happened? Would you rather have it front loaded or back loaded?
That's a great point. I think maybe different years, different things. There, I will be honest with you, Clemson is an experienced basketball team. And I would say that if you have experience, then I'd want to have it front loaded. Because for the most part, you shouldn't be intimidated going on the road. You've been on the road. I mean, how many times has Mitchell and Reed and Thomas and these guys been on the road? So if you had to draw it up, look, you're in the ACC right now, you're going to play top five Duke, top five Virginia, top 10 North Carolina, you know, ranked Louisville, ranked Miami, or ranked Florida State, not Miami, ranked Florida State, ranked Virginia Tech. You got to play them at some point in time. And so if you give me a choice, I'd rather go ahead. I'm going to take a beating either way. I'd rather take a beating early and build some momentum late. I think you make a very good point.
No, exactly. And the other thing is, if you look at the schedule, Mickey, the top three teams or three of the teams that are at the top right now, Virginia, Duke, and North Carolina, Clemson only plays them once. Two of them are at home.
That's a great point, too. It's a great point. Look, what has happened, Dave, is we have this defeatist attitude in Clemson basketball right now, that if it had been backloaded, we'd say, oh, look at them, they're screwing us because of the backload. If it's front loaded, well, screwing us this. And if it's this, you know, we had this attitude that everybody's out to get you all the time. And quite frankly, that's not the case. You're going to play a tough schedule in Clemson basketball. You know that when you take the job, you know that when you sign up as a fan, when you buy your season tickets, when you sign on to play here, when you sign on to cheer here, dance here, and play in the band here, whatever, you're going to have a tough schedule in basketball. That's how it's going to be the next 50 years.
Yep. No, I agree. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know where the it's not favorable arguments come from, because, like you said, ACC is going to be tough every year. And two, you get the top three teams, you only got to play them once. Two of those games are at home. Now, obviously, you know, Virginia is a different animal this year. I think with their more potent offense. But, I mean, you get Virginia and North Carolina at home, have to go to Duke early in the year with a lot of freshmen. I mean, I would have taken that had you just signed me up with an experienced bunch. And then the other question I had, and I'll take this off there, appreciate you having me, is what are, and I don't know that this has been asked yet, I know he just got the extension last year. What are the details? Like, everyone's crying, you know, it's time for change, time for change. Realistically, what does a change look like? Buyout? Who do you get? All that. And I'll take your answer and your comments off there. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. I don't want to get too much into if you made a change candidates. I think there's a time, and we pretty much had this policy on the show, that until there's an opening, there's no sense in talking about candidates. That's not fair to whoever currently has a job. That's not a fair thing to do. I do think that it is okay because the decision making on things is important. I do think it's okay to think about buyouts. So I think that's fair. I think it's unfair to talk candidates before someone is let go. I think it's okay to talk buyout before someone's let go because that's a factor.
It is.
The way I understand it, someone sent me an article the other day, and I don't know where it came from, and I don't know how valid it is, but the way I understand it, through a text line the other day, someone said that April 30th of this year, the buyout goes to $1.7 million. Next year, April 30th, it goes to $800,000. The third year, $400,000. But those will be evaluated. The future basketball, well, they're being currently evaluated right now. I mean, we evaluate on a game-to-game basis. We do it on a possession-by-possession basis, heck.
Oh, yeah.
If you evaluate Clemson basketball with 30 seconds to go on Saturday, you feel good about it. If you don't, you know, the last 30 seconds, you don't feel too good about it. So we're always in evaluation mode. Make no mistake about that. Every athletic director is, every fan is, every coach is, every player is. We do that, and that's fine. That's fair. With that said, buyouts are important to almost everybody in the country. Can you afford that? I don't know. I don't know who would be interested. I don't know. I'm not sure what Dan Radakovich says. I just think this, though. I think that we have, let me shift around and say this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 games left. If he goes 10-2 or 12 games, then that's not a conversation that we're going to have. If he goes 2-10 during the 12 games, we'll have the conversation.
That's why you play the games.
That's right. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of it. There are those out there that feel like I have a text right now. Compare Buzz Williams at Virginia Tech to Brad Brunell at Clemson. And that's a fair, I think that's very fair to talk about. Buzz Williams took over not a very good situation at Virginia Tech. He is in his fifth year at Virginia Tech. Fifth year already? And after 11-22 in his first season, the last 3 years, he's gone 20-15, went to the NIT, 22-11, went to the NCAA, 21-12, went to the NCAA, and he's 16-3 this year. And I think that's very fair. He went 2-16 his first year in the ACC. Since then, 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, and 5-2. I think that Buzz Williams and Leonard Hamilton are great examples to say, for everybody who wants to tell me, and anytime I talk about Clemson basketball, I will get a few textures on here that say, well, we're not going to cheat, so we're not going to win. And I'm not, I don't know what Buzz Williams cheats or not. I don't know if Leonard Hamilton cheats or not. Rick Barnes said, we talked about, Josh Williams told us this on Friday, that Tennessee does not have any four stars in their top six players, and they don't have any top 100 players. And yet they're number one in the country. Now they're juniors and seniors. So I refuse. There's not a phone call or a text or a tweet or an email or anybody wants to get in touch with me and somehow a courier pigeon, fax, I don't know. You can't convince me that you can't win in basketball at Clemson. I know you can win. I don't think. I know you can win in basketball at Clemson. I think you can win in basketball at any Power 5 school. Now, it's tougher to win at Oregon State than it is to win at UCLA. It's tougher to win at Clemson than it is to win at North Carolina. It's tougher to win at Northwestern than it is to win at Indiana. But you can win in basketball at Northwestern. You can win in basketball at Oregon State, and you can win in basketball at Clemson. There's no doubt in my mind that you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Windows of opportunity are less frequent, and they close faster, and they don't open up as often. But there are opportunities, and I personally believe in any Power 5 conference, you can win almost in any sport. Now, I can't sit here and tell you that the I'm trying to think of a team way up north. I don't think the Syracuse golf team should be great. Do they have a golf team there? I don't know if they do or not. I don't think they do.
I'm not too up to
Syracuse,
Syracuse
baseball.
Athletics.
I don't think they have baseball either. I think it'd be tough to live up there and have an outdoor sport in the springtime with snow on the ground. I think that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in almost every Power 5, in almost every conference, with the very few rare exceptions like I just mentioned, I'm not sure if Minnesota can have a great outdoor women's track team. I don't know. Because of weather, man. But that's not an issue here. And it's not an issue in basketball, Oregon State, or in Northwestern. So, and maybe I'm naive, and maybe I'm too optimistic, but I'm not going to go through life thinking I can't do something.
No, I don't think you're being too optimistic. Let's not forget, there was a time, not too long ago, people said you can't win a football at Clemson.
Right.
You can't do any better than 8-4.
Right.
I think we've proven that to be, you know, false.
Well,
I think you can win.
And so the original question was about Buzz Williams and about Leonard Hamilton, and I get it. Now, again, those guys have tough jobs.
Oh, for sure. Virginia Tech's not, you know, known as a basketball power, but
right.
Buzz has done a great job there.
Right. And I've got two or three techs here, and I just want to make this, because I talked earlier about the Urban Meyer and Lou Holtz about Bowling Green and making it a good job. I think there's a misconception about what Dabo Swinney took over here. Clemson was a – taking over the Clemson job was a good job when Dabo took it over, but it was not a top 10 job, a top 20 job at the time.
No, it wasn't.
Dabo turned it into a great job.
Dabo's made it one of the best jobs in the country.
Right.
But it's taken him a decade to do so.
Right.
It wasn't – you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Clemson wasn't built overnight.
Right.
It took time.
Right. Jersey Jack is up next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing, friend?
Oh, it'll be a wonderful morning. It's a beautiful day. Maybe I get out some golf today. Anyway, I just wanted to say a few things about us overanalyzing our basketball team. It was a very disappointing loss on Saturday, and we all kind of sat through that. Thing. Make a free throw for the love of God. Anyway, we didn't win, but we came awfully close, obviously. And I think that's a positive. And I'm gonna take that positive and run with it for the rest of the year. And I think that Brad Brunell's team is gonna turn it around and the rest of the year and show what they're really made of. We've got some seniors on the team that got to buckle down, and we got to forget what's behind us and look in the front view mirror. And let's be positive on what we can see.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something also. Go ahead.
Let me say this quickly. And I mentioned this before. If you watch the second half of that game and you turn it off with 30 seconds to go, or if the three-pointer rims out,
yes.
Then the narrative on the show this morning would be that was a turning point of the year for Clemson basketball because the kids played it really hard and they went on the road in a tough environment and they got a great win. Now, you didn't make the free throws and the boy made a bomb at the end and that's great for them, bad for you, but I can't fault the effort. I can't fault any coach. I can't fault anything about Saturday with the exception of you didn't hit your free throws at the end of the game.
Yes. And you've got to hit free throws. If you got a guy who's one of the best in the ACC hitting free throws,
yep.
He goes over. That's an anomaly. And I'm going to take that as an anomaly and go with it and say, hey, the guys played a great game. They turned it around, and let's move forward.
Right.
Now, looking at the recruiting efforts that we had this weekend, wow. Mm. Swinton, Williams, I mean, we're going to shore up our defense really well. And it looks like the end of the – junior day with Dabo's speech turned a lot of heads, not only for the recruits, but for their parents as well. So I think 2020 is going to be a bombshell year. We're already number four in the recruiting for 2020. We may jump to number one over the next 6 months for 2020. It's going to be just reload, reload, reload.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, I think Dabo, I think one of his shining moments, and I wasn't there, but I've heard from people who were there who talked about this hour and a half speech that he gave for these players and these parents before they left. And I think Dabo is just now hitting his stride, man. I think that the things he's hitting on, he's a better recruiter now. Saturday afternoon might have been his best recruiting that he's ever done in a long line of great recruiting. And I think he's better now than we've seen. And I think he's hitting his stride right now. And he's got everything to sell. And quite frankly, if you know, you get the number one, two, three, four, five players, whatever it might be. But now he's giving the kids every reason in the world to come here. And he's turned it on himself personally. And I know you keep up with it. I've never seen it like this before.
I haven't either. And when I first got to Clemson over 50 years ago, it certainly was not like this. So I'm going to enjoy the ride and keep a smile on my face for football and keep a smile on my face for basketball and go Tigers. Have a great week, Biggie.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the phone call. Good point.
You mean to tell me that Dabo Swinney had an impressive speech?
90 minutes.
I never thought I'd hear the day where Dabo Swinney won a room over from the podium.
90 minutes. And, you know, sometimes with young people, it gets a little long-winded and people say, man, is there ever going to shut up? You know, but with great speakers, like yesterday at church, we had a guest pastor come in, mm-hmm. and the guy was amazing. And he went over his a lot of time, but you know what? Nobody cared.
Oh, yeah. No,
Dabo was like that. Like, if you're not a good speaker, you're dragging on, you're looking at your watch. Well, Dabo was on fire and felt it, knew it. And when 17-year-old kids sit through a 90-minute speech and rave about that, the highlight of the trip, with all the facilities, with all of the bells and whistles that are going on around here now.
Photo shoots they do and
right.
all that. Yeah.
All the stuff, all the trophies, all the glitz and glitter and glam. And you see 17, 16-year-old kids saying that it was a 90-minute speech that was a highlight. Pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. I don't know if I'd want to listen to Churchill for 90 minutes. I don't know. I'd probably listen to Winston Churchill.
I was about to say he's. But I'll put Dabo Swinney right up there.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly right.
All we needed was pass the plate.
That's exactly
Make
right.
Make a preach.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at Catechee, CATECHEE.com. And let me talk to you a little bit about club fitting and lessons. One of the best players in South Carolina texted me the other day, and he goes, man, I need to get fit for golf clubs, for a new set of irons. And he's looking at different stuff, different kinds here. So I want to tell you a little bit about Jeff Gotham, about going to get fit and how important that is to get a dynamic fit on a golf swing and golf clubs for your irons and wedges and shafts and for your woods and all those kind of things. What we're talking about here is the Titleist Performance Institute, the K-Vest, all this technology. He's recognized for a two-time Ping Regional Club Fitter of the Year, the Titleist Certified Club Fitter. Got the Callaway stuff over there as well. All this great fitting and how important that is. You don't want to have equipment that doesn't fit your game. Why pay that money if it's not going to fit your game? To find out more about Jeff Gotham and award-winning club fitting, among the other things at Catechee, check him out. And oh, by the way, go play some golf next week. 66 degrees. CATECHEE.com. 706-376-8956. 706-376-8956. It's my friend Jeff Gotham. We'll have him on again soon to talk about how important it is to get fit and what all they can do with technology there. Kevin and Fountain Inn, hang on, brother. I'm coming to you. I promise. We got to take a short break here. We'll come right back right after this.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest, like a 2018 F-150 XLT with four-wheel drive and heated seats, $13,000 off MSRP at just $37,960. Are you kidding me? That's why we always say, trucks cost less than Traveler's Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and save big on this F-150 XLT right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through February 28th, 2019.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, John, I don't know if you know this or not about the show, but every day on the show, I take a stock report.
Okay.
The stock report is, what is the overall number of vehicles over at Granger Nissan of Anderson? 414 right now. And of those 414, 274 are brand new. So I want you to stop by and see these. Let me talk a little bit about the pre-owned, the certified pre-owned, and why it makes so much sense to buy the certified pre-owned. Obviously, pricing is an issue, an example for that for you. But you buy smart, you buy with confidence. You see their certified pre-owned benefits, their limited warranty, the coverage that they have, how they inspect it in the Carfax reports, really doing your best to protect yourself when it comes to buying a certified pre-owned Nissan from our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Shop by payment, which is a great way to do it. I don't know why you wouldn't shop by payment first, because what's the point in trying to buy a car that you can't afford to payment every single month? That's been done before, but don't do that. See the best. See the great lines. Our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. 324-0650. Call them today to find out more. 324-0650. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. To our phone lines on a busy Reaction Monday, 654 Roar. Kevin is in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good. How about you?
Couldn't be better, man. Very blessed.
First of all, I want to say hello to your parents, Mickey. I met them some time ago.
I believe it was your first year in broadcasting. I want to say you were coming out of North Greenville at that time. And so I think about them sometimes when I hear you talking.
How about that, so, man? A long time ago. They've aged a little bit since then. I have it. They have. No, I appreciate that. I'll tell them you say hello.
Well, thank you. You know, I see the similarities between South Carolina and Clemson in basketball. I think the main problem that these two schools are having right now is in-state recruiting. The Tennessee roster, the North Carolina roster, the Duke roster, and several others, I believe Florida, maybe somebody else, they have some players that are peppered on their rosters that come from this state. I don't think either one of our schools do a very good job of getting in-state talent. And then let's face it, academia. You know, how tough is it to take fake classes at North Carolina? What kind of considerations does Duke make for their basketball players to get into these schools? Clemson's not an easy school to get into. South Carolina is one of the top business schools in the country. There's a lot of prestige at both these universities. And how do you think that affects what's going on right now with both the way these teams are playing?
Well, I mean, Duke's a great school, but they make exceptions for basketball. It depends on how many of those exceptions you want to make. I agree with your first point more, though, in that in-state, if you think about it, there's been some great players come out of the state that hadn't stayed in the state. With that said, that's exactly what football used to look like here. Philip Fulmer used to come over here and get the great players in the state. And Mark Richt and Bobby Bowden used to come up and get players for the state of South Carolina. And eventually, Clemson gave, and South Carolina did it in a five-year span, they gave kids a reason to stay in state. Now, it is up to Brad Brunell and it's up to Frank Martin to give kids a reason to stay here. That's what, forever in football, that was our issue. But if you give them a reason to stay, then there's a chance they're going to, more of a chance they're going to stay closer to home.
You know, Mickey, I'd like to say something else, too. Well, Frank Martin, please calm down. You know, this rag and rage show that he puts on, it's kind of getting old. I like him, and I think he's done okay since he's been there. He got to a Final Four. And, you know, I see so many differences between some of these top-level coaches that bring their squads against him. I don't see a lot of them reacting the way he does. Brownell seems to be real calm and cool at most times. He's under pressure as well. How do you feel if you were a parent and your kid was playing for Frank Martin?
I had a conversation, Kevin, with someone, a college basketball coach, and they were talking about Frank Martin's kids and the tough love. I think there's different ways to go about it. There's not one way. Certainly Mike Krzyzewski's way is different than Roy Williams' way. Certainly John Wooden's way was different than Bobby Knight's way. I don't think there's one way to do it. I do know that certain kids are attracted to certain ones, and I do know that Frank Martin, someone told me a college basketball coach told me that Frank does really well with kids that from a certain type of family that maybe needs more structure, needs some tough love, hadn't had a male role model, and kids are kind of attracted to that, to his deal. I think that
it's
when
a
you
very
sign up
military
for
military type thing.
Yeah, I'd say this. When you sign up for it, you should not be shocked that you're going to get tough love with Frank Martin. If you can't handle it, same thing with Bobby Knight. If you can't handle that, then don't go there. I do think Frank loves his players and cares about his players, but you can't take a soft kid, put him in that program, and expect him to be shocked when it does get tough. So you know what you're signing up for. And if that's what you want and attract for, I think Frank Martin is a very good choice for you.
Okay. And, you know, I want to give one last shout-out before I get off the phone. A lot of people are confused about who the greatest player in the history of Clemson football is or is ever going to be. Do your research. It's a man named Bobby Gage. He was the first All-American ever in Clemson football history. I used to cut his grass when I was a younger teenager. He lived on Chick Springs Road, and just a great guy. He hung out with Coach Howard all the time. I saw these guys together, and just two really neat individuals. And so he gets my vote, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. Bobby Gage was one of the best players ever, local guy, who grew up here in the upstate, grew up in Anderson, I think it's Anderson, and played with the Steelers and was a Gator Bowl MVP, Clemson Hall of Fame, South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, and Gator Bowl Hall of Fame, and truly one of the great ones to ever play here. No doubt about that.
Fun fact about him, him and Hunter Renfro were roommates freshman year. They're just so much fun. I mean,
touche, man.
I just like the fact that Hunter Renfro was in college about as long as I was.
Very good, man. Very good. David is in Greenville, 654-ROAR. Good morning, David. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Hey, I want to say something about the basketball program. Not only do I feel Clemson can win and be successful in basketball, I feel like Clemson has won and been successful in basketball at different times, depending on who was here at that time. A lot of people, and I'm not here to knock Brad Brunell because he seems like a great guy, but I hear a lot of people that always brag about his X and O ability. And, you know, I look at guys like Rick Barnes, who was very successful here at Clemson. Brunell, he was very successful at Clemson. You look at Rick Barnes, what he's doing at Tennessee. What's different from Tennessee that's different from Clemson to where this guy's gone there, and in a couple of years now they're number one in the country. So I just hate that we always make, or not everybody, but so many people make up excuses for Clemson's basketball and continue to just settle for being average. When I think that the potential here is to be a great basketball program, just get the right type of people in here. Maybe he needs better assistant coaches or whatever. I don't know. But, and it's not to knock the coaching staff. But I know basketball can be successful because we've seen it. But I also had one more question for you, Mickey. It's a recruiting question. And that's the Capers kid, the wide receiver. He was all in for Clemson just a couple weeks ago. I saw where he was talking about committing. And then I just saw this past weekend where he canceled his trip coming here. And then he went to South Carolina. Now they're number one on his list. So I was just wondering what the fallout may have been there. Was it something with the coaching staff or what it may have been? Because this kid seemed to be a commit. And I was just wondering if maybe we saw some other players and we decided, because I've been hearing about these five-star receivers, yeah, and maybe we put them ahead of him.
It's pretty simple here, and you're right. Caper, he's a good player, but he's a three-star kid that's not ranked in the top 250 in the country. And meanwhile, you got two five-stars that were and neither made it down some weather, some transportation, but both will be coming down between now and April. Two 5-stars in Rakeem Jarrett from Washington D.C. and Julian Fleming from Pennsylvania. EJ Williams is a top 100 player, number 103, a 4-star from Phoenix City that they really like a lot. They had in Keandre Lambert, a taller player. They like him an awful lot. Quite frankly, Clemson is just. And they might get back to him. They're still recruiting Capers, but quite frankly, right now, I mean, a guy like J.J. Evans, who's ranked number 169 in the country, has not been offered by Clemson at wide receiver and was not really invited. He's kind of invited here, but not invited here. And he goes to Alabama instead this weekend, where he has an offer. So Clemson's rarefied air now means that instead of a 3-star in Capers, you're recruiting some 5-stars and several more 4-stars at wide receiver. And you're only going to take two, so you can be very, very picky and selective there, but you just got better players that are much more interested in now post-national championship, post what Justin Ross did.
And that's what I was kind of thinking it may have been because he seemed to be all in just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And you're right, he probably would have committed if he had came. And so I kind of figured they pumped the brakes on him. And the way that it sounded was almost as if he sounded a little bit offended while he
He should. I mean, look, if you no promises are made, nothing is done there. But quite frankly, Clemson has ascended in recruiting. And now if you're not top 250 for sure, and if you're not top 100, and look, there's – I'm not saying Rivals has it all right, but it's rarefied air. And the recruiting clout these guys carry on the road now, it's a little bit different. After watching what Clemson did to Alabama, and now all of a sudden you got Rakeem Jarrett and Julian Fleming and E.J. Williams that are calling you. You know, you're not recruiting them, they're recruiting you. So you're going to try to get a better player, and if you didn't, you wouldn't be doing your job. So, again, Capers is going to be a good college player. But these other guys at this time are just – it's a little bit different level right now.
I understand. And then with the type of talent they've already been bringing in, you know, I guess you can't be very selective.
No doubt.
So I kind of figured that, and I was just wanted to check up on that. But I will say the coaches have done a great job in the past of identifying talent before some of these recruiting services have.
Right.
But I still don't – I have no doubt that they know what they're doing when it comes to these guys here. But thanks, Mickey, for taking my call, man. And you guys do a great job
as always. David, I appreciate the phone call. Tommy West was here. And I asked about a player. I think I told the story several times now. But asked about a player. We talk about identifying talent, and, you know, projecting talent.
Right.
And there was some player that I hadn't seen yet. And I asked him about it. He goes, man, my wife can tell you he could play. So the other one that I thought was hilarious when he would say it is I'd ask about a guy. I got two more quick stories. I'd ask about a guy, and I said, you like him? He goes, I would walk to his house to sign him. And the guy would be like 5-hour drive. I'd walk to his house to sign him. We were at the Shrine Bowl 1 year, and you couldn't talk to players then.
Right.
But the coaches were able to go, and even the head coaches. And he was a head coach. And I remember it was DeMont McKenzie and maybe Adrian Dingle, maybe some of those guys in that thing. But as he stood by the fence as they were walking out, and he was talking to me and looking at me, but he would point to those guys loud enough for them to hear, and he goes, I take that one, I take that one, I take that one, I take that one. And so, and then all the they laughed about it. And got most of them, you know, did a good job getting
right.
those guys.
That's funny.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Are my friends at Donnie Patterson, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Here's the bottom line at the Patterson's Tax Service right now is that there's a little rush because people just got some tax information back in the last 72 hours or so, or you know, late last week, middle of last week, starting to get your tax forms that are coming in. And so many of you out there are dependent on that very first getting it in there and getting it back faster. Look, I know what you're saying, man. I know what you're going through. You got to have that refund. And now that it's delayed a little bit because of the IRS and because of the identification fraud, the ID fraud that people go through now. So they delay it a little bit, but now you can get that tax refund. You get an advancement on it right off the bat within hours. So if that is your case, if that's what you're looking at, talk to them about that. If that's not the case, you certainly understand that. But get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. They'd love to help you out. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Call them today. Get in touch with them today. Set your appointment up today. Walk-ins are still welcome, but they'd love to help you out. PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. When we come back, I've got a text that said, please go off this off the air if you can before you do it. So I'll do it. It's a recruiting question. We'll ask that. We'll get some phone calls, text, tweets with John Hyde. I'm Mickey Pollard. Final segment of the show right after this.
This Tuesday, the Tigers come home to Little John Coliseum to take on new head coach Jeff Capel and his Pittsburgh Panthers as they invade Tiger Town in another key ACC matchup. Pre-game is at 8:30 p.m. with 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Fellow Mushroom Clemson is all in for the big game on February 3rd, and we invite you to join us for the ultimate ending to a fantastic year of college and pro football. We're serving our delicious Mellow Mushroom Pizza, as well as your favorite libations from the bar, all in front of TVs throughout. If you can't make it, see our specials online for pick up the day of the game. For special occasions, you can rent our Four Seasons patio room, and at work or at home, ask us about our catering menu. We look forward to seeing you February 3rd for the big game and for sports year-round. We're all in at Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat package, the Be Mind package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Now that the cold weather is here, Kraft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Kraft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, John, this Wednesday, I think Wednesday, I'll make sure. Yeah, I'm over at Back to 30.
There you go.
See, you don't worry about this, man. You're a young buck, good-looking fella, eligible bachelor. For all you bachelorettes out there. You don't have to worry about this stuff. I get these, you get older, you get age spots and skin spots. And so I go over and they start zapping these things off and I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. We had a text the other day that says, you can't talk about it on the air, man. As a man, we don't do that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah? Well, you keep looking ugly then. I'm trying to look pretty. I'm like Muhammad Ali. I'm too. He's not pretty to be the champ. I'm pretty. I want to look good, man. Call me vain or call me whatever. I like to look the best I can. I like to feel the best I can.
Are you supposed to teach Drake to look and feel the best he can?
That's right.
If you don't look and feel the best you can.
That's right.
Why don't you be a hypocrite dad here?
No, it's okay, man. The other part of it is that we don't know. We don't know if we need cool sculpting and body sculpting to get rid of our man boobs or our love handles. We don't know if we need hormone replacement therapy. We don't know if we need Botox. We don't know if we need any kind of the great things they do there. So that's why I say consultation for free. When Angela sat down with me, she said, look, I'd like to do this right here. I'd like to take care of your sunspots here. I'd like to do some Botox. I'd like to do some other stuff. I hadn't done the Botox. And I don't know about it. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that. But my thing is that I look great now. I look better now. And these spots are lighter and they're smaller and they're going away. And by, I think this next time over here, they're going to be much, much, much better. So I love it. I had three or four spots and I look better now, man. And I appreciate that. And another part of it, they got me where I'm using sunscreen, which is their product, which is great. I think I used SPF 30 and I played golf yesterday and felt, you know, much better by that part of it. Back to 30. Give them 5 minutes. I'll give you back 10 years. Let them take care of you. Back to 30.com. Let me get two quick texts. One is wanting to know, here it is right here. Said two things here. One, can you give me the hypothesis surrounding Ely at running back? Say he commits to Clemson, what are his chances of making it on campus? And if he chooses both, my dreams would be he spurns Major League Baseball and plays for Monty. Can you imagine that? He's a center fielder. Is Jerrion Ely. He's out of Mississippi. He's a five-star according to one service. 247, I think it is, four-star Cardinal Rivals, top 50 player in the country, a phenomenal running back. That's a Major League Baseball threat, too. We don't know yet. I mean, Paul Shulo talks about on the show all the time now that he's got to hit this spring. If he hits this spring, he'll be a first-round draft pick and would go pro baseball, I would think. If he doesn't hit this spring, I don't know how far he falls. I'm not sure what his number is. No, those things are down the road. With that said, if he came here, yeah, it'd be a phenomenal deal. Now, you also got to worry about Ole Miss. He was at Ole Miss this weekend, and you have to worry about Alabama. He goes to Alabama this coming weekend. Dabo Swinney goes into his home this week. I think it's Tuesday. I could be wrong on that, but Dabo gets his last chance coming up on this week. He also said, can you tell, let listen to how Ryan is doing? Quick update. Hadn't heard from him in a while. That's right. He's doing great. He's doing well. Just keeps on keeping on, keeps on getting better and keeps on trying to do better and rehabbing and getting stronger and just doing really well. I appreciate you asking about him. I know he appreciates that certainly as well. Mark writes in on our text line, NCAA tournament, did Barnes and Purnell achieve more than Brownell? Barnes went to the Sweet 16. Purnell did not. But I think that most Clemson fans would say that Barnes and Purnell had better tenures than what Brownell has had so far at Clemson. So I'm not sure the NCAA tournament is the end all for that. But I would say that what Barnes and what Purnell achieved here, I think, holds in a little higher regard right now, at least. Delvin has been hanging on forever. Hey, Delvin, I appreciate your patience, my friend. Thanks for hanging through that break. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we are fantastic.
You know, it's crazy. We talk about basketball. I know the team is struggling right now, but Mickey, you know what's happening? If Clemson won these next two games against Pittsburgh twos and then Wake Forest and then Georgia Tech, you know what we'll be saying? Clemson is back, man. Man, Clemson got a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. That's what we'll be saying about a week from now. Yeah, if they win these next two games.
I don't know at this point. I'm not holding my breath on the NCAA tournament stuff. I think that's going to be tough. I know what you're saying, that we're only about your last game. Look, had they won, to strengthen your argument, had they beat NC State, what we'd say is they won two out of three, and now you got a chance to beat Pitt, Wake Forest, and Georgia Tech. Man, you go in this thing where you win five out of six, and you feel good about yourself. But NCAA tournament, in my mind, is way, way, way in the background right now. But I know what you're saying. You're only as good as your last games.
Yeah, you're only as good as your last game. You know? Yeah. I think this still got a chance to be a good season. I might not get to the NCAA tournament or something like that, but you probably get a chance to get an NIT. I know that's not where you want to be, but, hey, given where you don't start the season, you got a chance to finish the season strong. Anything can happen.
Yeah, but I just call me crazy. I have seen this team's 19 games in right now. And I don't think they shoot the ball well enough. They got 0-for-7 from 3 the other day. There's very little that gives me hope right now that this team does have a turnaround and can make it to where we thought in the preseason goes. I think they can win more games than they've won so far in the league, but I don't think this team has depth. I'm not sure this team has grit, and I don't think this team shoots the ball well enough from 3 to upset Virginia Tech or Louisville or North Carolina or Syracuse or go and do anything in the ACC or NCAA tournaments right away. This team has shown me, where through November, you could say, hey, there's a little trend going on. Well, this is not a trend now. Now you're 19 games in. Pretty much we know who you are at this point.
Yeah, and Megan, I know we were talking about basketball. I want to talk about college football. I think we all glanced over this. I want to get you a giant tape before y'all go. What do you think about Rashawn Gary starting his own agency? Not signing with agent, but starting his own agency.
Yeah, it's a risk, but hey, you not only do you maybe get more clients that you can represent, but in your career, you skip the 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10%, whatever it is. So if it works, great. I think he's a smart kid. I think part of that is who he surrounds himself with, that if he could surround himself with great people around him, I think he could do very well in it. And, and it also gives him something to do post-playing career. So I wouldn't trust him up front with it. But after, 10 years from now, we might be saying something different.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that, hey, he ain't saw that, but he started his own agency.
Yep, no doubt. Delvin, I appreciate the phone call, bud. Very good.
Yeah, thanks for my call.
One more. We go to Simpsonville where Ken checks in. Final phone call of the day. Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing great, brother. National champs, brother. That's yeah, all I can say.
Yeah.
I got two questions. One, I haven't heard a word from Danny Ford as far as the last national championship. Has anyone talked to him about the winning this last national championship and dominating?
Not that I know on the last one. I hadn't seen anything from the last one. When they won it in 16, he was interviewed by several people and took a lot of pride in that. I know he pulls for the kids and I know he's a fan of the program and all that. And I've not seen him. I used to see him more often. I think he's really busy on his farm right now because I don't see him as often. But I'd say that my guess would be that he's had the same reaction, that he feels very good about what he's built in his program now.
Yeah, and he's a legend. I mean,
no doubt.
You know, he got it started.
Right.
Final question was during the game the other night, Dabo told an official, do your job. Do you know what that was about? And as far as the basketball team, hey, Brownell wasn't on the foul line. That's all I got to say.
Good point. Very good point, Ken. Appreciate the phone call. Remind me on the do your job thing, because
I don't remember where it was within the game. I just remember the camera cutting over to Dabo just laying into the official.
Was it to the side judge?
It was the one who was, it was on the side judge, one right there. The
line judge right there, but I'm not sure specifically. I had to go back and watch it again. But
you mean you have to go back and rewatch the national championship again?
For the 10th or 11th or 12th time now?
I'm so sorry that you have to do that, Mickey.
Yes.
You poor thing. Are you going to be all right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
A texter says, John, give me your Twitter name. I can never understand if your last name is Hyatt or Height or Height, H-I-T. It's H-I-G-H-T.
That is correct.
But it's John, J-O-H-N.
Underscore.
That's a little line below thing.
Yes.
H-I-G-H-T.
That is it.
So he said, help a brother out. We certainly did that. Texture said that Barnes did more. Purnell didn't win an NCAA tournament game. Barnes won, Brownell 2, Purnell 3. I think if you say that, then you discount Clemson's three straight NCAA tournaments. You discount Clemson's very good ranking that they had here in all those great years, and you discount Clemson's NCAA, or I should say the ACC tournament finals that they got to for only the second time in school history. I think I'm right with saying that. So I think Purnell every bit as good as Rick Barnes when you talk about those things, in my opinion, at least. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive myself because I was supposed to do a Dabo segment that we just got tied up with all the calls. We had tons of phone calls, texts, and tweets today. So I didn't get to it, but I do want to mention I do have this here. As far as we're going to do this, at least one Dabo stat every day this week to tell you the brilliance of what's happening here. Versus, in his last 11 games, versus ranked teams away from Death Valley.
Okay.
Meaning either true road games or ACC championships, national championships, or college football playoffs. So in true road games, I'm sorry, in games away from Death Valley.
Okay.
In his last 11 games against ranked teams. And oh, by the way, this includes number 1, number 3, number 17, number 4, number 3, number 20, number 12, number 14, number 1, number 2, and number 19, and number 12. So in his last 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
Away against ranked teams, away from Death Valley, Dabo Swinney's 10-1.
Not bad. Not too shabby for a little boy from Pelham, Alabama.
William Christopher, do it, brother. Do it. That's unbelievable, man.
We're fortunate to have this man as our head football coach.
Let me just give you again. Of that 11-1, that is number 1, number 3, number 17, number 4, number 7, number 20, number 12, number 14, number 1, number 2, and number 19.
Not too bad.
All those are top 20 teams, not top 25. They're top 20 teams. I'm sure it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 of those are top 10 teams. You want the top 10? How you done against the top 10? 5-1 against the top 10 away from home. You want, let me give you this, 1, 2, 3, against top 5 teams, 4-1 against top 5 teams away from home.
I'll take it.
Man. Skip the music, buddy. You got a two-minute drill. You know you got to get a two-minute drill over there for
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
I saw last night that when the Rams were traveling to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, that Wade Phillips, defense coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams, decided to honor his father by wearing his dad's big old winter coat and cowboy hat.
Bum Phillips.
Look, it's not a bum. He was honoring his dad well, and hopefully he can bring a Lombardi trophy back to Los Angeles.
You showed me the picture of that during one of the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
That thing looks good on him.
It does.
It looks like natural, like what he needs to be wearing.
It does.
Good for him. I always liked Wade Phillips. I think he's great. I loved his dad. Love those great Earl Campbell teams, those old Bum Phillips teams, the Houston Oilers. The Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, number one. We are the Houston Oilers. Anyway, I love those guys. The only bad one is the Miami Dolphins took the same song. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins. Anyway, my two-minute drill, Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it is my great friend, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. I know my friend Eric Newton can help you at ericnewton.com. All of your real estate needs. Students, get in touch with him now, ericnewton.com. Quickly, my two-minute drill, you can't go 0-7 from three. You can't get beat 27-0 from three-point line. And then the what happened at the end of the game, no doubt you're going to lose all of those games that happens out that way. 0-7 from three-point line has been a big issue for this team all year long. John, great job. Caller, sponsor, listener, text, tweeters, emails, great job. Up next, to my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's we will see you on the radio.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.